And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Kind of a weird morning because our little Shaylee's not here today.
It's kind of strange, isn't it? There's an open seat over here. That hasn't happened for a while.
She took off for San Diego yesterday. I did get a text from her at 6:19 last night that said, in Phoenix. She said she misses us, but she hasn't run into anyone exciting to interview, so that's disappointing.
Oh, it's a shame.
And I said, even a weird seatmate? There's plenty of weirdos in airports. And she wrote back, well, he did have a spit cup. So apparently the guy she sat next to
fantastic
on the first run of the plane trip had a spit cup. And then she sent me another text at 8:40 saying that she did land in San Diego, so she has made it there. I did not hear from her after that.
So, okay.
I assume she found some beverages and
gotcha.
The man that she was going to meet.
Perusing the messages here through the Open Mic app, do not see any from her.
We told
so
her.
So I take it that she was busy.
I take that to be the case.
Yeah, I'm checking in, brand new city, you got to get your bearings about you.
Yeah,
you're probably
find
hungry.
Your hotel, get yeah. organized.
Sure, there's all kinds of stuff.
Eric,
that's
the
all right.
security guard, asked me if she went with, he goes, did she go with that Olympic gold medalist guy? And I'm like, Jack Sock? The tennis player? I was like, no. That's not who she went with. And he goes, oh, is it Stone Street? Did she go with Stone Street? No, that's not her.
These guy. Are all people that she wished she would have gone with.
Yeah,
yes.
That's no. She,
unfortunately, not. I, on the other hand, saw A Dog's Purpose last night.
Oh, okay.
And Addie and I went, and I'll tell you about it later, but I've got to say it was sad.
Yeah. From the just
like, just from
movie.
The movie perspective, right.
I Not mean, from all, everything
forgetting
on the
Forgetting even what you've thought about
right.
the controversy or what have you, but it was sad. And then, except we get in the car, and I'm like, so, I mean, what did you think about that, Addie? Were you sad? Did you cry? She's like, nah, I was good. Some parts of it were sad. I'm over here in the meantime. Oh, God, that's sad. Pass me a napkin.
That's how my kids are. They'll
I'm
look
like,
over at me like, why are you crying? I'm
right?
Like, someone just died. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, you little robot?
Right.
Why don't you show some emotion,
there
kid?
Was one. I mean, there are a few sad parts in the movie. I will say that. And during one part, I'm sitting there and I'm like, and she's like, hey, you can pass those Snickers.
You're like, you need a tissue?
Really,
no,
yeah.
I need candy, Dad.
Yeah,
whatever.
I know exactly. Just pass the popcorn. All right, we'll talk about that coming up. Big day here. It's 6:10, 10 items or less to get the show started.
The Royals are remembering late teammate Yordano Ventura. Players and front office personnel were among the thousands to pay their respects to the 25-year-old who was laid to rest yesterday in the Dominican Republic. The family of Ventura is asking Dominican Republic authorities to investigate whether he was robbed after Sunday's car crash. Reports suggest looters came and took cash and his 2015 World Series ring while he lay dying at the scene.
Well, and if that's the case, awful. I mean, what an awful turn to that story.
President Trump says he will send in the feds if Chicago's murder rate doesn't come down. When I saw this number, I thought, surely this isn't from this year. Because they said this is, you know, so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, I thought, well, sometimes they do statistics June to June. Like, they'll go, you know, a different... No, this is from January. Chicago's had 42 murders and 228 shootings so far this month.
Wait, the 25th day of the year?
Yeah, 228 shootings. My sister lives there. She's like, it's terrible. Every day. She works in a school. She's like, we've had to leave school so many times because of active shooters in the mm-hmm. neighborhood. It's insane.
You know, we talk about here kind of our benchmark for KC Mo is about 100, right, for the year?
Mm-hmm.
And last year they had something like 597
yeah.
murders. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Kansas bank robbery suspect who preferred going to prison over living with his wife is getting his wish. 70-year-old Lawrence well. John Ripple pleaded guilty in federal court in Kansas City, Kansas yesterday. Ripple admitted to robbing the Bank of Labor last September because he would rather live in prison than reside with his wife. Ripple's wife accompanied him to court yesterday. He will be sentenced at a later date.
Well, sir, we're going to give you exactly what you wanted. Actually, for the punishment, they should have sent him back home to his wife.
You're going I mean, home.
That's
on
why
house
did nobody
arrest.
Think of that?
And you can already buy just about anything you need at Walmart. And now the mega retailer is going to start selling cars. Yeah, the country's biggest store chain is going to provide car buying services at 25 of its largest stores in Texas, Arizona, and Oklahoma. The auto sales are going to be conducted from a small shop in the front of the store. Customers will be able to purchase cars via CarSaver,
okay.
a digital platform which utilizes touchscreen kiosks. so shoppers can browse the selection of new and used vehicles, even get approval for financing and insurance right from within the Walmart. Now, the cars aren't actually at Walmart. Customers can't test drive them or kick the tires or anything, but you have to travel to the actual car dealership that has the car that you want.
Why is it that seems like a lot of hoops to jump through?
Yeah. So now you can go.
It's a good idea.
You know, they have banks and you can get glasses there at the stores at the front of Walmart.
Look, I have enough trouble just finding the stuff I need.
Just toilet paper and mascara. That's all I'm going in for.
So I have enough trouble finding an open checkout line.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Hopefully we will be checking in with her. I told her to call, even though it is only 4:30 in the morning there. I told her to check in with us, let us know how
she hasn't gone to bed yet. She's out there ripping up San Diego. It's fine.
I haven't heard from her since 8:30 last night. I'm worried.
Mom, settle down.
I know.
You'll be fine.
I know. We like to give away stuff nice and early. We will be calling a name for Pay Your Bills within the next 30 minutes, so listen for that. But right now, we've got some tickets if you want to go to the Ultimate Bon Jovi Experience. Slippery When Wet's coming to Voodoo Lounge Friday. You want some tickets to that? You have to know the answer to this question at 576-7102. 80% of millennials have never eaten this food. This is a very specific item from a specific restaurant. You all have heard of it. You all know exactly. It's not like someplace you've never been. A specific restaurant.
So it's not like the escargot from the American restaurant.
No. It's a fast food place. Something specific from a fast food place. 80% of millennials have never eaten this food. 576-7102. If you know the answer, we'll send you to Slippery When Wet at Voodoo Lounge.
All right. Very good. Let us know. 576-7102. We'll get the calls coming up here in a second today. I've got A Dog's Purpose to talk about a little bit later on. Saw that movie last night. Oh, wow. Maybe more than I can handle.
I cry at everything at this point. I cry at every... at The Good Dinosaur. It's animated. I should know.
But that was one, actually, that people talked about. They're like, no, I can't handle this. Yeah. I can't handle you, Good Dinosaur. Nuts.
But even the trailers for A Dog's Purpose, you knew going into it.
I think for some reason that this is Dan or somebody who's holding up Joe here. We'll just take these, Joe. Hey, The Show, good morning. What do you think? Fast food restaurant that millennials haven't had?
Oh, fast food. Oh, dang it. I thought it was just the food. Okay, I'm going to go with Kentucky Fried Chicken because I haven't had that in forever.
Well, I haven't either. Sounds good. Not the right answer, though.
This is going to make me hungry, I can tell. Hey, good morning, The Show. What do you think?
Is it Big Mac?
It is Big Mac.
Oh, wow.
Executives at McDonald's have learned that only 20% of millennials have even tried the famous Big Mac. So now they're trying to make some changes, apparently. Offering some different versions of it.
Yeah, I had the giant Mac yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
Same as a Big Mac, just bigger. How about that?
You got it. So now you're going to go see Slippery When Wet. It's the Ultimate Bon Jovi Experience. Voodoo Lounge Friday night. Enjoy some tickets on us.
Great. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Erin Andrews is talking about her battle with cancer. The sports reporter and Dancing with the Stars co-host told Sports Illustrated that she was diagnosed with cervical cancer last September. Andrews says she underwent surgery in Los Angeles in October, had a second procedure in November, and was later told that chemotherapy and radiation would not be necessary. She says she told her oncologist that because Fox is carrying the Super Bowl this year, she wasn't going to watch any games from home.
Okay, this is Emily Kaplan from Sports Illustrated, who did part of the story about Erin Andrews. She says,
they believe that they got all the cancer out, so she'll have to go for regular checkups, but for now, they're cautiously optimistic.
Well, hopefully a good diagnosis for her.
Viola Davis, Naomi Harris, and Octavia Spencer are making history. When the Oscar nominations were announced in Los Angeles yesterday morning, it was the first time three black women have been nominated in an acting category. All three are women nominated for Best Supporting Actress. All 20 nominees in the main acting categories at last year's Oscars were white for the second year in a row. The Academy Awards will air on February 26th.
And this makes Chris Rock happy.
I'm here at the Academy Awards. Otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards.
And WWE superstar John Cena will host the 2017 Kids' Choice Awards. The green slime-filled ceremony put on by Nickelodeon will take place March 11th in Los Angeles. It's the latest hosting role for the professional wrestler. who recently hosted the 2016 ESPYs and co-hosted the 2016 Teen Choice Awards with Victoria
Look,
Justice.
Look, I've got to give his agents credit, man. He has been on the third hour of the Today Show. He has been hosting stuff left and right.
He was great in the movie Trainwreck. He's everywhere. I mean, I would watch that again just for that scene.
See, if I were him, I'd knock them up a few percentage points. They have really put him out there, so that's good.
He's good.
Let's talk about this. Here's a story from Entertainment Tonight last night about the Oscar nominations, by the way, that we unveiled on the show yesterday.
From millions of fans, it's all about Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling in La La Land.
The Best Actor nomination is Ryan's second. In 2007, he was nominated for Half Nelson, where he played a junior high school teacher in the inner city.
Now, tomorrow, we're actually going to talk to somebody from La La Land. Unfortunately, it's not Ryan Gosling,
right? It is not Ryan Gosling. It is not Emma Stone. It's not one of your top tier actors.
So is it the director?
It's not the director either.
Is it that guy that wrote the music? Because he's cool.
Nope. This guy did not.
What about the guy that wrote the screenplay? Because that's pretty awesome.
That's big. That is not who we're talking to.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it yet, there's a guy that is credited as Coffee Spiller. That's who I got to be on the show tomorrow. Boom. Drop mic. You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Coffee Spiller in La La Land. 14 nominations that movie got. 14 nominations.
You know what? I'm kind of intrigued.
You want me to get somebody from La La Land? You get Coffee Spiller.
Well, look, he's in the movie, right?
We'll talk to Tom tomorrow.
He's credited. Qualifies for his SAG card, I'm sure.
I got an email directly from him. I didn't even have to go through an agent. I got an email directly from Tom the Coffee Spiller.
Well, it's good to see that there is somebody in Hollywood who's still grounded.
And I will
and
say
remembers
this,
where he came from.
He's also credited in Gilmore Girls. He was in the big Gilmore Girls that was just on Netflix.
What's his character in Gilmore Girls?
Man with laptop.
Well,
I'm not joking. This is real, people. This is who I got for our show tomorrow.
That's awesome. Coming up on Friday, Guy with Clipboard from Hidden Figures.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So this morning I walk in, and you know I always stop to talk to Eric, the security guard downstairs. I love him.
Oh, he's great.
Today he drops
better friends here.
A little nugget of information. He's like, well, today's my birthday. And I'm like, wait,
what?
Yeah, today's his birthday.
He should have texted me. I'd have told him happy birthday on the way in.
I know. I said, well, what do you want? We'll get you some breakfast. Like, we'll have Postmates deliver some breakfast.
Yeah.
Or we'll do something.
We have Joey here now. We'll have him go get you breakfast.
We could send out our producer to get you
something. Well, because we want breakfast.
Basically, can Donut Lounge send over a dozen donuts is what I'm saying. But no, I'm kidding. Not really. But so then I felt bad because I thought, oh, well, happy birthday. And he goes, no, I'm 48. Now I don't really celebrate, you know, whatever, it's just another birthday. But he said, do you think it's weird that every year since my ex-wife and I separated, he said they've been separated since 1993, and then they got divorced after that, he said every single year she's the very first person to send me a birthday message, and she'll send me a text that says happy birthday, hope you have a great day, like a really nice happy birthday. And he said she just sent it. She made sure she was the first one. And he's like, is that weird that my ex does that? Like, she's remarried. You know, they do have one kid together that's an adult now.
Okay.
But he was like, is that weird? And I said, I think that's awesome that you guys would still be friendly enough.
Yeah,
to be like, hey, you know what? Once upon a time, we were in love and you were one of my best friends. And that doesn't, I mean, you can.
My ex doesn't do that.
Your ex does not send you a happy birthday.
And that's fine.
I also do not send happy birthdays to any of my ex-boyfriends. But I wouldn't be mad. He said, would you be mad? Like, if you and I were dating, would you be mad that my ex did? I said, absolutely not. A happy birthday message once a year?
Yeah.
I think that's cool that they do that.
Just, right.
Especially because they have, you know, kids.
Sure.
A kid together. I think that's cool to be friendly. But it made me think, like, because there are couples who will still vacation together for the sake of the kids. Like, exes send their new spouses that will still hang out together.
Right.
And I don't know that I could do that. I don't know that I'd be strong enough to do that.
There are all sorts of blended family stories about spending all Christmases together and doing things. And, hey, 5-7-6-7-1-0-2. Interested to see what's out there.
Are you still friendly with your ex? Do you send messages? Is the birthday message weird? Would you be jealous of that? Have you gone on vacation together?
Hear from spouses of people that are on the other side that say, well, my husband's ex continues to do this, and maybe you're jealous. But we'll hear from either way, right?
Because maybe if they're still like buying presents, that might be weird. Like if the other one's still single, then it might be an issue.
No, that's like true, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it has to do with whether or not maybe you were married, for how long of time. Do you have kids?
Right. In Eric's situation, I think
that's
great.
See how that goes.
And especially since it's been since 93 that it's gone on that long. Gone.
All right, before we take a break here, let's go to Jeannie. Is it Jeannie from Kansas City?
Yes.
Hey, Jeannie, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Do you have an ex? Do you trade messages, or what's the deal here?
Well, even after our divorce, my ex-husband and I remained friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been separated and divorced for probably 10 years. And still really close to the stepson. And we were really close friends until he got engaged. And when his fiance made him unfriend me on Facebook and stopped talking to me in public. And I'm like, really? If I wanted him back, don't you think I'd try?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think we've actually heard that a lot, too, where the new girl will shut down communication.
Right. Man, and did you have kids with him?
No.
Okay.
No.
But there was a...
And that's what all of our friends were saying, the fact that even though you didn't have kids together, you still remained very good friends. And even people he worked with said, you know, you make a very good point, and it's hopeful that people can be friends after marriage, after divorce.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just like, why would you do that, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's called being civil, right?
It scares me when one person cuts off communication for somebody else. To me, that's always a red flag.
That's
like,
a little. Jeannie, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
No problem. You have a good day.
All right, cool. Let's stay in Kansas City with Kimberly. Hey, Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, doing well. How about you?
Oh, just peachy keen. Just got off work.
Where do you work this early in the morning?
Overnight at a data center.
Okay. Now, are you in touch with an ex? What's your situation?
Well, I'm not only in touch with my ex, but his wife and I are best friends.
That's awesome.
And I still go over to their house and hang out and have dinner and play darts and do all kinds of stuff with them. And they only live a few blocks away from me.
See, that's
great. Kind of the story that we were looking for, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And after, I mean, there's no hard feelings or anything like that. I mean, how did that even begin? Did you just fall into it? Was it just from the very beginning natural?
Well, his wife and her ex-husband and me and my ex-husband all used to be friends.
Okay. So you knew her before.
Yeah. So they got divorced. We got divorced. And we kind of actually lost touch with everybody. And then he ended up dating her, and I was like, oh, wow, that's cool, because I always liked her. And so her and I started hanging out, and now she and I hang out every Saturday while he's working. And then other times through the week, we'll all hang out.
That's good. I love that the lines of communication stayed open.
Yeah, that is an interesting one.
People think it's weird, but we love it.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's weird at all.
Hey,
I think
to each his own, right?
I think it's good.
Exactly.
The jealousy
Kimberly,
stuff.
Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
I don't like
that. Thank you.
All right, take care.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Oh, so I went to see Dog's Purpose last night. Addie and I loaded up the car and went out to the premiere.
Despite all the controversy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she wanted to see it, so
right.
I figured, well, you know, we'll go and
there's
check it out.
Conflicting stories between was, you know, what really happened with that piece of footage that everyone's seeing now.
Who knows? I mean, there's sides to every story, you know. I liked it. I mean, I'm a softie. I love dogs.
Did you sincerely cry? Were there tears, actual tears, or was it tearing up, or were there tears falling down your cheeks?
No, it was like me with the napkin there, like trying to, you know, wipe stuff away, and you know, oh gosh, yeah, it can be a hard movie to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're giving away spoilers. I think just based on the trailers, we kind of know
before it happens a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about this earlier this morning. Katie and Casey Moe, hey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Trudeau. So I know you said you saw a dog's purpose last night. You are braver than I am. We saw a trailer for that when we went to see La La Land, me and my boyfriend. I was blubbering in the trailer. I'm like, there's no way I can watch this movie.
I know. And I know what, you know, people say about whatever. But look, my six-year-old wanted to see it. She loves dogs. And it was right. I mean, two or an hour and a half of puppies on screen.
Oh.
Six-year-old was just in heaven. She thought that was great. In the meantime, I'm over here going, oh my God, that reminds me of a dog I had when I was seven. I'm just like bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, I'm in my 30s, and hell, Disney movies still make me bawl my eyes out.
Well, that's because everybody's parents die in Disney movies. Within the first 30 seconds of Frozen, I was a bawling mess.
Exactly. It's like, where, yeah. Well, I was trying to, because he's never seen Up, and I was trying to tell my boyfriend about it, because he doesn't care about spoilers. I started tearing up and blubbering, just trying to tell him how the movie ended. I couldn't even finish.
I had to start Up three different times, because I was crying so hard, I couldn't get past that opening.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it gives anything away about a dog's purpose. We know that it's about a dog's kind of soul that gets reincarnated through different dogs. Well, that means that there has to be something that, you know, causes the reincarnation. I'm watching the movie through my fingers like a horror film, going, no, what's going to be the bad part of this story? It was just awful.
No, wait, you said you did see La La Land. Tomorrow, we're supposed to have a guy on from the movie. What did you think about La La Land?
I loved it. It was my boyfriend's idea that we go see it, because he said we've never gone to a love story together, and I was teasing him. I'm like, what, X-Men and Star Wars aren't romantic? But we went and saw it, and I'm like, I would have never thought of seeing it, just because I'm not usually a love story person.
Yeah.
I loved it, and at the end of it, I'm like bawling on his shoulder. I'm like, it wasn't supposed to be like that.
Oh, see, I have to see it today, because we've got this guy on tomorrow from that, so I'll go cry.
I'm going to have to go see it, too.
I'll have to be prepared.
Okay.
It's got some great music in it. I really, really liked it.
Love that soundtrack. Hey, you want a copy of that soundtrack, by the way?
Sure.
I've got one for you. I can get it to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We'll stay on hold after the call here. I'll get your information. We'll have Joey take your info, and we'll have it here at the radio station.
Thanks, Trudeau.
Hey, no problem. I've got some extras. I've even got the score on vinyl, too, so we'll slide you that as well.
Cool.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the call. Right.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, and enjoy A Dog's Purpose.
Yeah, no.
All right, hold on the line for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Cry your eyes out.
Bing Bong from Inside Out made me cry.
Oh,
everything
yes.
Everything makes me cry.
You're right.
Finding Nemo, his mom dies. Toy Story.
Hey, spoiler alert.
He
okay,
gets left alone, sent away from the other toys. They just want me to cry.
Dude, Toy Story, when Andy leaves for college at the end of Toy Story 3, that was, I was like, that's going to be Addie someday. That's just going to have her own toys.
The Little Mermaid's dad had to take her place. He sacrificed for
and
her.
Danielle just goes and sells her crap on Craigslist.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Just because we get around. Gen X versus Millennial.
Very special version today. Shaylee the Millennial out of town. Joey, our brand new producer, filling in for Shaylee. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Jen.
How old are you? I don't even know.
28.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you were like 23.
Thank you.
We'll just go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take being carded.
So you're fully Millennial then. Okay.
No.
But
okay.
You won't be with that beard.
I don't know. He has a Zeppelin shirt on, so I'm going to go ahead and guess he already knows more answers than Shaylee would ever know. I'm
just, this is going to be a whole
I'm gonna go
new
out
game.
On a limb and guess that you know more than Shaylee. So the way we do this, Joey, is I will ask you questions that are kind of about the Generation X generation. I will ask our contestant questions that are about millennial pop culture things, and we will see who can get more correct. see if that person can win some train tickets. Do you want to share any information about yourself? I don't know how willing you are to share your life.
Yeah, by the way, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Actually, I love going to like trivia nights. Me and my best friend, we try to go every Tuesday.
Oh, well.
So I'm really hoping this will help.
She might be replaced.
Someday we're going to pit him against Shaylee and just watch the demolition happen. Just watch the destruction.
And then I will just do terribly.
Did you grow up in Kansas City?
I did. I grew up in Lee's Summit.
Okay.
Yeah. Originally from Chicago, but I moved when I was 2.
Right, because you and I had
a fellow Bears fan here.
World Series last year. Nice.
Well, when you guys call the show, by the way, Joey's going to be the first person you encounter before you get to us. So everybody be nice to him.
Yes, because he'll be the one in control of your tickets ultimately.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
If your name's in the system.
Shall we meet your competition today?
Let's do this.
I don't know if this was the day to call. Amy from Overland Park. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. When were you born? What year?
I was born in 1971.
Okay.
Perfect for Generation X. All right. Let's start with Joey this morning.
Okay.
All right.
Joey, we're going to play a TV theme song for you. You have to tell us what TV show this is from, all right?
Here we go.
Ran for 5 seasons on NBC.
5 seasons on
1984 to 1989.
Oh, this is good. We might have
a stumping. I am. Honestly, I'm just going to throw out a guess, and I know it's wrong. I'm just going to say Chips.
Ooh. It's a good guess to throw out, but it's incorrect. Amy, can you steal? Amy?
Yes?
Can you steal? Do you know what TV show theme song this is? It starred a Kansas City.
I'm not confident.
Oh, there's
I'm not confident.
A Kansas City native on this show. Any guesses?
No.
Truda for the ultimate steal.
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say that.
Oh, you should have, see?
All the beautiful pastel.
Gut feeling is best here.
Sport jackets, Don Johnson at his finest. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, let's move on.
No, not the Cosby Show.
No. Amy.
A different thing.
Finish the name of this TV show, and there are several opportunities here. You could finish this several different ways. The Real Housewives of?
Miami?
Yes, that is correct. That is one of the options. You could have also said Orange County, New York City, Atlanta, New Jersey, D.C., Beverly Hills, Miami, Potomac, Dallas. All kinds of Real Housewives shows. One for Amy.
When do we get Kansas City? Come on. When do we get Real Housewives of Olathe?
Right. Joey, what actress shot to fame as the woman pulled up on stage to dance during Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark video?
That's Courtney Cox.
That is Courtney Cox. All
right.
Look at you killing it with that one. Amy?
Yes.
What former American Idol winner is married to NHL player Mike Fisher?
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood is correct. Look at you
guys. Of course,
guys.
The day that Shaylee's not here, you have a Carrie Underwood
That's
question.
That's exactly why I did it. Shaylee once lied to Carrie Underwood and said that they had the same birthday. Because she got in, I don't know, she got in a weird situation. She didn't know how to get out of it. She's like, yeah, we have the same birthday. And then she said, I just lied to Carrie Underwood.
No, you really don't. Why do you say that?
All right, Joey, name 2 members of Fleetwood Mac. There are several options here.
Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks.
Sure. Look at you. I knew he would kill this.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, one more for you. Deadpool actor Ryan Reynolds has had 2 beautiful, famous wives. Name one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Currently married to one of them. The other one.
Blake Lively?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, and do you know the first one, Joey?
I don't. I always just think Blake Lively.
Scarlett Johansson. They were married for 3-4 years.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. Had a cup of coffee there.
Amy, I think you won. I don't really know. It could have been a tie, but Joey doesn't need to see Train. You do. So we've got win them before you can buy them tickets to see Train and Natasha Bedingfield July 3rd at Starlight.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks,
Amy. You're welcome. Hold on 1 second. It's going to be Joey that gets your info. Joey, nice job.
Thank you.
Good initial outing there.
Welcome to the show. I have no doubts that you would kill Shaylee if we played you guys versus each other.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a lost cause.
Millennial versus millennial.
Could have been fun. But
There's no way we would have gotten Chips out of her at all.
No.
I realize that's 70s as soon as I said it.
That's all right. That was You know, she didn't know One Day at a Time, which actually says One Day at a Time in the theme.
The theme song, right?
Also didn't know Different Strokes, which again says repeatedly Different Strokes in the theme song. So we've got work to do with her.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
We're off to a good start, though. All right, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Have you seen this commercial? See, I didn't watch a lot of the football over the weekend because I could have cared less.
Oh, the Barbie commercial?
But there's a Barbie commercial out about dads who play Barbie.
Yeah, that was during the Patriots-Steelers game they showed that. Real dads playing Barbies with their daughters.
Here's apparently part of the commercial.
I'm a typical man's man.
Sometimes I go to the track with my buddies and we ride dirt bikes.
I grew up with four brothers. We did mostly boy things.
Sundays are always football. And now that gets interrupted with a little Barbie time.
So they're saying that real men play Barbies with their daughters. And hey, look, I'm all about it.
Do you? Because we're in the thick of it, because my girls are 8 and 6, so we have the Barbie RV, we've got the Barbie Dream House, and they love to play Barbies incessantly. Now, I grew up as a Barbie lover, so I love it.
Right.
I'm down to play Barbies whenever. My husband refuses.
Is that right?
He'll play anything else with them.
Kyle,
they'll play school.
Come on.
He'll take them to the park. He'll play sports with them. He'll do anything else, but
right.
He's not playing Barbies.
So my kid is the anti-kid. She doesn't get into dolls and stuff.
Yeah.
She's electronics. She's music. She's gymnastics.
Right.
We play Firehouse Subs. Don't ask me why. She loves Firehouse Subs.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Firehouse Subs, the sub shop?
No.
You don't know. It's like a Subway, but it's a Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
And I say it because she plays this. We'll come home and she'll be the waitress.
Oh.
And we have to come in and I have to order Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
And then she cooks it and serves it and whatever.
Kids love to play waitress too.
Very specific about that.
That's
like, Dad, let's play Firehouse Subs. But so we don't really play dolls that much. I would. I don't care.
Yeah.
She's painted my nails before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. We'll play spa.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. Look, I'm basically a woman anyway, so what do I care?
One of the dads.
But I think
it's a Sundays.
I just think you go with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's dad. You go with it.
Sundays are always football. Now that gets interrupted with a little Barbie time. Nothing wrong with
that. Well, I like that. That's cool. I'm always down for that. And if you want to play Firehouse Subs, come on over and we'll play.
Only if you have real food.
Order it. I don't know if I would trust that yet.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
But part of the Play That Song tour this year with Train and OAR in all the places except Kansas City, though, which, you know, come on, man.
OAR.
That's okay.
Not stopping in Kansas City, but
right.
Natasha is.
That's right. And she joins us here on the phone. Natasha Bedingfield, good morning.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Where are you calling from this morning?
Oh, where am I calling from? I'm just outside New York in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
A bit like England, actually. It's a bit kind of rainy here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fog and stuff here, too. It's kind of looked rather London foggish.
Oh, good. Do you like it? Or does it make you feel like having some soup and staying inside by a fire?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do, because I'm an Anglophile, so anything English, if I can sit by a fire and have my tea, then I am all good to go in some fog. I'm totally down with that. Absolutely.
Good.
Now, how has 2017 been for you so far?
It feels like it's been a really, creatively, a really good year so far. I feel like there's a lot of things to draw from. There's a lot of emotions, and it's kind of a good climate creatively, you know, to, I'm just writing some great songs and really in a good mode and looking forward to, making my schemes and plans of this year, what's going to happen.
Well, a lot of people are, you know, interested to hear from you. It seems like it has been a little while, but you've kind of been out there. You've been writing stuff. Have you been just kind of collecting thoughts and putting stuff down on paper and say, okay, I'm getting ready. I'm going to go back out on the road this year, too, and surprise everybody and delight them with some new tunes.
Yeah, because I'm a songwriter, so I need... I always have to draw from life. I have to live and be inspired. And so I spend a lot of time writing. It's what I absolutely love. But the other thing that I love just as much is performing. And it's kind of a battle between those two sides of me, of that, just being on stage. And, you know, the thing that's great about being on stage is that you connect with people. You know, you kind of reach out and people reach out to you, and it's this amazing experience, and that's pretty addictive. Like if you're able to do that, it's just the high that you get from that is like nothing else. And but writing a song is also a big high, because when you're writing a song, it's like being a magician. You're pulling magic out of the air, something that did not exist. You're making it exist forever.
We were talking earlier about how you had written Unwritten for your brother as a birthday gift. Do you get a lot of inspiration from family and friends? Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah. My younger brother was 14. He needed a birthday present. I was on the road, and I didn't have anything to give him, except writing a song. And I just thought about when I was 14 and what I would need to hear as a 14-year-old. And I think, you know, the hardest thing about being a teenager and in school is you suddenly have to decide who you're going to be, you know, what you're going to study. And everyone asks you every day, what are you going to be when you grow up? And the funny thing is, you know, go back a few years later as an adult, and I still, you know, we still end up asking ourselves, what are we going to be when we grow up, even though we are grown up? Because, you know, it's all about who you are, really, not about what you're going to be or do. It's about who you are, and that's something that we decide every day, who we are.
We're talking with Natasha Bedingfield here on the show. She'll be here July 3rd with Train as part of the Play That Song tour. And by the way, I've got to take issue with you. You know, as a person who has a brother, I can't write him a hit song. And so you just have this amazing talent to write, like, oh, by the way, this will be just this huge a song for your birthday present, and I am not a good present giver anyway, so thanks a lot for showing me up, Natasha. I'll try.
I'll write
my
one for you.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if you got her to write your brother a song?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Right?
But that's what, I mean, every song is really for, it's for everyone else, really. That's what a pop song is. It's a song that is for other people to sing. It's not just something you listen to, something you become part of. And that's why I love performing live, because people end up singing along, and every song has a story that is unique, you know. So it's something that maybe the story that I first wrote it about, then someone else who hears it, it could be a song they play at their wedding, or it could be a song they play at someone's funeral. Like, everyone hears something different.
Now, are you going to be writing any big booty related songs? Because I saw a couple of your tweets from the past few weeks saying that you were seeing so many girls with butt implants, but you were lucky because you got yours for free.
Yes. I do have a big booty, and I actually do. I've got lots of ideas for songs that a lot of times rappers ask me to write top lines for them. Like I've written with B.O.B., Nicki Minaj. Big Sean, a bunch of people. And so I think it'd be fun to do something like that for sure. But I think there's already been some good booty songs that came out recently.
That market's getting covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then, of course, we had callers earlier this morning on our show going, oh, come on, she doesn't know the first thing about big booties. Whatever, come on.
Really? You have to go and check. You have to just go and check me out online, you'll see.
No, your body is ridiculous.
It'll be an excuse for me to Google.
I don't really do those, like, song shots. But it feels like every girl also has to start just showing their butt on Instagram.
Yes.
And I don't know why. It just feels like I don't walk around like that, so why would I suddenly do that?
No.
On Instagram?
No, and they shouldn't.
That's how I feel.
Even if it looks good, they shouldn't.
It does look good. It really does. I take these pictures of us in the mirror, and I'm like, man, I should post that. And I'm like, well, that's going to feel weird.
You know what? And that goes hand in glove with I was reading through just all these different interviews with you and stuff. And somebody had asked you in an interview one time, and it's probably 10 years ago, but they're like, okay, if your phone got hacked, would there be anything on there that you would be embarrassed about? Now I know what you're taking pictures of. So, okay.
Oh, I think that mostly, if someone hacked my phone and found images, it would be failed selfies, because my arms aren't long enough, and I don't use a selfie stick because that just feels too much planning.
Yeah,
you know? There's a lot of failed selfies.
Yeah, we have a selfie stick here. It never works though.
Nope.
That's awesome.
Well, we hope to get some pictures with you this summer. We'd love to come out and see you July 3rd. You're going to be at Starlight in Kansas City. This is a huge tour.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I love Train. They're really cool people. Pat is a songwriter as well. OAR are great. I think it's going to be really a wonderful experience. And it's all about getting out there and just enjoying life with great music. And it'll be summer, you know, which we all need.
Yes.
We're looking forward to summer now.
Absolutely. Well, Natasha, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. We appreciate it. And knock him out on the tour. And are there any plans for an official album or putting together the stuff that you're writing in some official capacity? Or are we going to wait for that news down the road?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's things coming out. You know, one of my good friends said is that being a mountain climber, you know, you'll be at the top of the mountain or you'll be at the bottom of the mountain, but you're always a mountain climber. And so for me, like, whether I have a song out or in the works, like, I just enjoy what I do. And I've got a lot of songs that are just, they're just there. They're in the wings waiting to kind of, waiting to come out or waiting to be finished or at different stages. So I just say watch this space. You know, it's the same thing. Of the rest is still unwritten. Some of them are written already. And some of them are just the rest is still unreleased.
Good words. That's a good place to leave it. Well, we'll look forward to get some new stuff from you, and can't wait for that, and can't wait for the show this summer.
Thank you. Have an amazing day, and to all the listeners as well, thank you for supporting me all these years and playing my music. And yeah, radio is just, I love radio.
Well, you'll have to come see us when you're in town. If you get a second, you come by the studio.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to come by.
That'd be awesome. All right, we'll hook that up, okay?
By the way, are you guys doing barbecues yet? Isn't that what Kansas City is? Isn't that what you guys?
We've always got barbecue.
Love?
We'll have some for you if you want to come by.
Do you have to wait to the summer?
Oh,
no.
No, we've got it all the time. Come by, we'll set a bunch up for you.
Winter barbecues is where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, your husband eats barbecues in the snow, doesn't he? I mean, as long as you can get to the grill, there's no reason why you can't barbecue.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have to shut it down just because there's weather.
Outside in the cold.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Yeah, come on by. We'll get you some ribs.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, take care.
I need my booty to get fattened up.
That's right.
Oh, that's great.
All right, have a lovely day.
Oh, you too. Thank you much.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.